The Gift of Pain, a poem, written and read by Cindy Snyder Ray. Pain swallows hope whole, quashing anticipation, motivation, and strength as heartbeats tumble through our fingers in a tempest of raging shame. Without hope, we wither, unmoored and disconnected from the body, depleted. Yet in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How can this Word, this ancient, inspired expression of God, fall flavorless on our ears, unclear, our thoughts flailing in a whiteout of exhaustion, avalanche of loss upon sustained loss, the product of pain, fermenting in a sea of doubt, opaque agitation, disruption, outrageous fear, grief, really, intrusive, severe, suffocating, nearly impossible to color, number, name, or define. For pain slips through our grip like a mirage, dissembling as we wrestle it into words, longing for something concrete, something quantifiable, something we can taste, touch, experience, see. Yet the mystery is that once embraced, once accepted as allowed by the hand of God, pain becomes a gift, not a breaking off, but a breaking open, a radical, reckless, and incomprehensible treasure, able to refine and strengthen, purify and plunge us deep into Jesus, where we learn to pray, "Yes, Lord, even when I don't understand, even then, Lord, have your way." Pain can be a pivot point, a place where the veil thins, and we learn to taste and see that He is God and He is good all the time, where we discover the inexplicable kinship of suffering and joy. For we cannot savor joy until we have first drunk deep His cup of suffering. Cindy Snyder Ray is wife of 28 years to the man she loves most in this world, mama of 5 world-shaking creatives, ages 18 to 27, author of Discovering Hope, Finding Purpose, Embracing Worth, and I Take You in Sickness and in Health, a photographer, craver of quiet, lover of cotton, denim, Jesus, and tea, and co-founder of Chronic Joy. Cindy and 4 of her 5 kids have Ehlers-Danlos, dysautonomia, intractable migraine, and myriad coexisting conditions through which we're learning the deeper the valley, the greater is our capacity for joy.